Hello to all you brave, courageous choir leaders, worship leaders out there. Thinking of you as we work with the challenges and journal the successes of connecting with our choirs and congregations online. A few of you have asked if I could talk about how I prepare for and lead a rehearsal for choir or a group of singers online. Well, online or Zoom or Skype or FaceTime, we have different names for these online rehearsals, don't we? Virtual choir rehearsals, remote choir rehearsals, online rehearsals, get me out of here rehearsals. But whatever you call them, they have become a necessity if you wish to keep connecting with your group or your choir. Some of you will know that I work with Carey, my husband, for all these rehearsals, and it has been so encouraging to hear your feedback. Heather Chivers says, "Watching everyone's faces, we all clearly had such a great time. I was thrilled to see choir members engage so brilliantly despite the limitations of Zoom. And I know that it is down to your fantastic song, Carey's incredible music direction, and your infectious enthusiasm and affirmation, which brings the best out in all of us. Please come again soon." Oh, thanks, Heather. She heads up the Riverside GGCC choir there in Feltham. Two singers after our online rehearsal with Kim Samuel's choir, Renewal, this is in Bristol. One of them said, "Really enjoyed singing together yesterday. Didn't realise how much I needed that uplift." And another one said, "Just thanks for all the hard work. The song's been going around in my head today. It is a really poignant song for us all. To our God who knows all things. Awesome." And then after our online choir rehearsal with Anya, who's a choir director from Torquay, she said, "I don't know how you do it, but you make it look so easy." Well, I know that for some of you, you don't think it's easy at all. You might look forward to seeing your choir online, but you're daunted by the tech or maybe stuck for songs to sing. So I thought I'd share some things I found helpful. Before I kick off, let me say that I've used the Zoom online platform, and so at risk of product placement, I'm going to talk about my experience using Zoom, but there are other platforms like Skype out there, and let me know how you get on with these. So here goes. We're going to dive into some techie talk, but hopefully it will all make sense in context. The techie stuff. I don't always enjoy the tech stuff, mainly when it doesn't work, it isn't straightforward, or it simply looks so complicated. I'm a singer and a choir leader, so why do I need to do this? Why isn't it working? Does that sound familiar? Well, yeah, I know that it can sometimes feel like, well, I didn't sign up for this as a choir leader, I just want to sing. But let the motivation to connect with your choir and the affirmation that you are the right person for this job, let that spur you on. I know it might even sound trite, but I personally genuinely find that praying helps me regain a bit of perspective too. So facing all this can be really daunting, but once you've got your techie stuff set up, I found it will really help you to present your rehearsal well. So have a method. Make a checklist and go down this list for your setup routine. There may be the odd time it doesn't work, but it won't be because you've forgotten something simple or practical. Follow your checklist until it becomes a habit. Start with what you have. I'll talk about the setup I use, but honestly, according to your budget, your room size, computer, or other devices, there are always alternatives. Start with what you have and be prepared to learn the lessons along the way. So here's a basic setup. All you need is a computer, your choice of online connection. We use Zoom, headphones. This eliminates annoying feedback, that whining, high-pitched tone you sometimes get. Piano keyboard with speakers or an acoustic piano that's in tune. Your song and your smile. Please don't think of this as second best. It will work and it will communicate your song to the choir. But if your budget and room size with your desire to produce good sound quality for your choir group are aligned, you might want to consider investing in a setup similar to ours. So here's the Geraldine Latty music setup. Firstly, we use the Scarlett 6i6 interface because of using two headphones, but the 2i2 or the 4i4 will be just as good if you're using a single pair of headphones. I've got some pictures of these in the blog, so check out these pics for more detail. Not only is the 6i6 popular, but we found it to be an excellent bit of kit which enables you to connect your microphone, your keyboard, your computer through one device, an interface, and after the initial setup takes the guesswork out of your delivery. So questions like, is my voice coming across clearly? Is the keyboard loud enough? What's the balance like? Are hopefully answered with a simple yes, yes, and great. Secondly, we really like the quality and tone of the AKG C214. And our friend John Merriman from Crown Lane Studio describes them as drawing the breath of your vocal tone straight into the mic. It produces such a clear sound, and I find I don't have to work hard to project or get volume or produce clarity. Thirdly, Carey's keyboard workhorse for these rehearsals is the Chrome EX workstation. Carey says he really likes its ability to quickly create full sounding tracks in real time. Fourthly, we've got our laptop and we use the MacBook Pro, which is a common and obvious choice for musicians because of music apps like Logic and GarageBand. And finally, consider investing in some good quality headphones. We like the 770 Pro from Beyerdynamic, Dynamic, that's studio quality, but you know the AKG K52s are a great budget option too. So here's the full list. The interface, we use a Scarlett, Focusrite Scarlett 6i6, the AKG C214 microphone, the Chrome EX keyboard, the Beyerdynamic headphones, the MacBook for our laptop. And I've also printed out some additional lyrics, so I've got a hard copy to refer to, but you can also have these on screen as a lyric video. More on the lyric video later. If you're thinking of investing in some of the above or all of the above, then Gear for Music offer a reasonably priced bundle of the interface, mic, headphones, but do shop around too at GAC, Amazon and others to check if there are better deals. Make some room. You don't need a particularly large room or space for this setup, but do make sure that everything is to hand. For example, if you're standing or sitting, make sure the keyboard sits well under your fingers. Make sure that the mic is in front of your mouth but doesn't block your view of the computer screen. You might be balancing computers on anything from box files to upside down laundry baskets, and actually I did speak to a friend who did that. But what I would say to this is use what you have to hand, but make sure it's stable and secure with no trailing wires. So plug your keyboard into the input that I show in the blog and connect your microphone to the input. Don't forget to avoid any feedback you're going to need to plug in the headphones. So I show where to plug in headphones to in the printed blog. The Scarlett Focusrite Control app, we manage the sound through this, and you can see details of that again in the blog. You know, this is our secret weapon Because not only does it control the headphone and microphone volumes, but it also balances the keyboard and the microphone sound. So to balance levels, I can adjust the volume or levels if the keyboard is too loud and if I can't hear Kerry singing, for example, or if my voice is too loud and I can't hear Kerry playing the keyboard, I may sing out of time or out of tune. So to fix it, I can turn the keyboard up to balance with my voice. Sound check. Here's a question. Have you checked it all works? Now, this is really important. Don't skip this part. It's really easy, isn't it, to think we can just rock up to a rehearsal and hope it will be okay. But as Kerry and I found out in the very first online rehearsal we did, missing this important check may trip you up later. To be honest, it was all my fault. Kerry had run a sound check for his keyboard and his mic and everything was running perfectly, but obviously he couldn't sound check two mics at once. So when I started to sing with him, my voice was way too loud in my headphones and I couldn't hear what Kerry was playing and I struggled to concentrate on the screen because I was trying to get Kerry's attention so he could turn my volume down. Oh, the joys of trying to make that look really natural while still singing and smiling and trying not to go cross-eyed. I think we just about got away with it, but we always sound check now. Turn on the lights. We thought we'd invest in some lighting. No, not the big glass domes and filters of Hollywood movie fame, but these from Amazon. I never knew the value of lighting until working with filmmaker Varajan Smallwood of Telling Video. I thought that any old light bulb will do, but actually good lighting helps to reduce shadow and brings definition to your picture. Var puts it simply, more light, more clarity. There's no glass involved in these lights as they're LED and they have three different grades of intensity. They also have a tilt mechanism so you can adjust the direction of the light too. Other accessories you'll need for the lights will be adjustable stands for how high or low you want them to go, and obviously battery packs or adapters for the lights. And Kerry reminds me that at this level, it's generally about having lights in front of you and pointing at you. This investment really helped us to provide decent lighting for the screen, but please hear me, don't worry. If budget or time doesn't stretch to this, make sure your room is well lit with a good ceiling light and extra lamps if available. Although do try to avoid the torch shining under your chin horror movie effect. Start with what you have. So zoom around the room. Like I said, I know there are other video conferencing apps out there, but I'm more familiar with this platform. So let me walk you through my experience of Zoom. I know there are other experts out there too, but let me take you through my experience. So a practice run. Everything is set up, connected to your computer. So now we're going to have a practice run. So with your laptop, let's start a new meeting. There are four buttons on the home page: new meeting, join, schedule, share, screen. Click new meeting. Again, check on the blog page to see the picture of this. You may see a screen which asks you to join with computer audio, whether or not you're using the Geraldine Latty setup or the basic setup. Select the join with computer audio button. So now we can practice how to set up Zoom to work in the rehearsal. Let me show you what's on my screen and you can check again the blog for that. You'll see that the start video has a red diagonal line through it, which means the video is not running. I'm going to leave it like that for now and come back to that later. Adjusting Zoom settings. I found three ways to get your Zoom settings section, to get to that page. They may not all be textbook, but they do get me there in the end. Number one, on MacBook, press Command, the CMD button, key, followed by a comma. So it's CMD and the comma, and this will open your settings page. Number two, open the app and scroll up to the green shield that has a tick box. Selecting this takes me to the setting page. It's not an orthodox way of doing it, I know, but it seems to work. And number three, this is the Zoom recommend. Open the Zoom app to the four buttons on the home page. Scroll up to the very top right-hand corner and you'll see a small square for your profile picture. Click on that and you'll get to the settings page. So, on the settings page, click General. This is what I've selected. And on that, you'll see that what I've selected is Ask me to confirm when I have a meeting and Add Zoom to Mac OS menu bar. Then click onto the video drop-down screen. And I've selected, you'll see, FaceTime camera. This is the camera that comes with the Mac. 16:9 widescreen. Mirror my video. Turn off my video when joining a meeting and always share a preview. You'll see I've also selected always display participant name on their videos. It's more welcoming, genuinely, isn't it, to see those names. I think this little tool is a great help when working with a large group of singers or when new people join your choir and you want to remember their name. It comes into its own, especially when you want to affirm or encourage somebody, and is a little friendlier than, well done, that singer in the blue shirt, second row down on the right. No, your other right. Finally, and if you think you need it, there's a touch up my appearance box on this settings page. Have a play around, see if you like the results. The next drop down screen is settings audio. So the Geraldine Latty music setup is as follows. You'll see that on the screen. You'll notice that the speaker section in the interface, in our case, Scarlett X6i6 is selected. And in the microphone section, again, the Scarlett interface is selected. Note too that because we're connected to the Focusrite Scarlett, we can't adjust the levels here on the Zoom screen. We need to do all those adjustments in the Focusrite control app that we talked about earlier. The basic setup. If you're using a basic setup that we talked about earlier, look at the speaker section and you will see the built-in output, those are the internal speakers, is selected. The output volume is set about halfway. As soon as you plug your headphones in, this should change to built-in output headphones in brackets. For the microphone section, you'll see that the built-in microphone, internal microphone, is selected. You can adjust the microphone level to where you comfortably hear your voice in your headphones. Okay, now, this next bit is important, whether you're going for the Geraldine Latty music setup or the basic setup. You'll see that the automatically adjust microphone level box is clear because I don't want the computer to decide how loud or quietly I'm singing. I want to make those adjustments myself. That's why I've left it blank, so the computer cannot automatically change my microphone level. Now finally, in the audio settings page, there are two helps I can get excited about. You know, sometimes when you're talking with somebody online and when they start singing or clapping, their voice cuts out. Well, there is a help for this. If you scroll down to the advanced button for three changes we'd like to make, this will be helpful. So your next page should look something like the following on the blog page, depending on your computer. Make sure the Show in Meeting option to enable original sound from the microphone box is selected. Under the Suppress Persistent Background Noise, make sure the Disable is selected. And under the Suppress Intermittent Background Noise, again, make sure Disable is selected. You'll see the echo cancellation is set to zero. Okay, we are done with settings. There are other options, But for our purposes, all the changes we've made will be the best for our rehearsals. Happy days. We're now ready for lights, camera and action. So let's go back to the homepage and schedule a meeting. So select schedule, fill in the details under topic. You'll see I've called it our next choir rehearsal, add in the date, the time. I've selected generate automatically for the meeting ID, and you'll see I've also selected require meeting password. And finally, choose the calendar you want to use. And then before you press select, check out the advanced options here. And on this page, what you select here is a matter of preference. You'll see I've only selected enable join before the host, but I know some of you prefer to mute select participants on entry or to enable the waiting room so you can check your room, your computer, sound, lights and all of that and all of the other tech before you start. That's fine. I just prefer to do it all on a practice run in a new separate meeting at another time, as we saw earlier. I like the idea, I guess, of the choir arriving and buzzing with the chat, even if they arrive before I do. Great, so now you can press schedule, and because I chose the Outlook calendar on the previous page, Outlook will automatically pop up with the calendar meeting and with a link to join the meeting. Then I simply add in the choir members' names or groups as I would in a normal email and press send or invite. Job done. The choir's being contacted and informed of date and time with the link. We have one more Zoom page to check before we get to the actual rehearsal, and this page is all about the controls. So you'll see on my blog the in-meeting controls, and you may already be familiar with this. So I'm going from left to right. There's microphone settings, which you can mute, unmute, and select input. Mine is currently unmuted. There's the video control to start and stop video and select the input. Mine is currently muted. The security options to enable share screen, lock meeting, enable waiting room. I only allow the co-host to share the screen. You've got the participants, where you can see who's present. When you select this, in the pop-out box at the side, you'll see the controls for the mute all button and an option to invite someone to co-host with you. I'll say a little bit more on co-hosting benefits later. There's a chat button, and you've got chat and emoji options helpful for ongoing encouragement or questions. You've got the share screen, and select this for sharing lyric backing track videos, or use it to share a lyric PDF. You've got your record button, where you can record your rehearsal to a hard drive or your computer or to Zoom's iCloud. And this option to save the recording pops up when you end the session, but before you quit Zoom. So make sure you save the recording before quitting. You've got breakout rooms on my button, which is good for sectionals. You could have a co-host, for example, lead a rehearsal for, say, the altos or the guys. And you've got the end or leave meeting options. So the difference here is ending completely closes the meeting. Leaving means you exit, but everyone else can stay chatting in the meeting if they want. Two hidden helps in participants. I told you I'd get to this, didn't I? So the co-hosts, you can select someone here to co-host, and this means they can record the session, they can run the breakout sessions, and they can share the lyric on the screen. It means that you can concentrate on the singing. I don't allow any other participants to share the screen, by the way. And the second hidden help in participants is the mute all button. Now, this is an important function for you in running an online rehearsal. If you've ever tried an online singing rehearsal and wonder why everyone is singing at different times, even though you are playing in time and on the beat, this is mainly because our wireless speeds are all at different strengths, varying from household to household. And so this causes a delay or a lag, which is the distance from when someone sings in their room on Zoom to when their voice actually reaches your speakers in your headphones. So hence the mute all button. And just to say, to use this isn't a comment on any particular voice or their enthusiasm or even their intonation, but using it will greatly help the overall rehearsal and means that we're not distracted by people singing, maybe even up to a phrase late, simply because of wireless strengths. So to avoid this lag, press the mute all button whenever the choir is singing together. Sadly, we won't be able to hear everybody singing, and this is one of the downsides of online rehearsals, but read on for how I use the unmute all function in a positive way to encourage the choir. So the benefits of the unmute all button. I love using this button too. It's a really important principle I found during running online rehearsals is to take time to hear back from the choir. Occasionally through the rehearsal, for example, or at the beginning of learning a new verse or a chorus, feedback is really helpful. So I often ask questions like, how did you find it? Can everyone hear the piano, my voice, etc.? What word or phrase struck you as you were singing? What do you think the mood is of the song? What's your favourite section or phrase or word? Why? It's an opportunity, I think, for the choir to hear each other's thoughts too. There have been some really profound moments in the rehearsals that Kerry and I have run at these points as people express their feelings or even give a shout out spontaneously to someone else in the choir. Choosing your song. You, choir leaders, sing band leaders, team leaders, you do this all the time and you do it so well. You choose songs based on what works well with your singers, what brings out the best tone in their voices, which songs tell the best story for your community, for your choir, and which songs capture the sound of your group or your choir really well. Let me cheer you on, keep doing this. Now, some of you may normally lead your choir singing by sight by handing out musical scores which they read, and you will need then to run an online rehearsal by, you will need to email obviously these scores out before the rehearsal so your choir members can access them at the rehearsal. My work is normally done with community choirs and I use the singing by ear or by rote approach as a way to teach songs. I sing a line and the choir sings it back and then I sing the line, and that's how we build up the complete song. So for my online rehearsals, the song choice is really important. So I will choose songs that are accessible, easy to learn by ear, that have emotion and story, that have memorable melodies, that are in three-part contemporary gospel harmony and can be taught in 1 hour. So we have found world or gospel or inspirational songs have worked really well. Can I give you a heads up for 2 resources? There are plenty out there, but let me mention 2. The first one, if you're stuck for repertoire, check out the amazing resources from Christine and Victoria at Total Choir Resources. Their ability to produce usable and user-friendly resources to build community and instill confidence, even in lockdown situation, to thousands of choirs seemingly knows no bounds. I'm just amazed at them. The second resource I want to give a heads up to is the one that Kerry and I have produced. We've produced a number of songs and tested them in online rehearsals, which is available at our shop at loosemusic.london. And check out our choir packs there, along with MP3s and choir scores and lyric backing track videos, which are ideal if you don't have an accompanist. Let me talk about these lyric backing track videos. So even with the online joy of seeing each other on Zoom, we can't hear each other at the same time, as I've said before. So one of the things we offer at the shop at loosemusic.london is a lyric backing track. And we're really chuffed with this because we think it's a great resource for you and for choirs. You may know that feeling of singing your part online, but even with a live piano, it's still just you and your voice in your room at home. Well, what the lyric backing video does is take us a step closer to feeling like we're singing with others in harmony. While the lyrics are scrolling on your screen, the full backing track with the other parts is also playing, so you can sing along and hear where your voice fits with the other vocal parts. Happy days. So songs that we have found that have gone down well include Day of Trouble. We've also released this as a choir vid, so check the blog and you'll see what we did with a choir that I used to direct in Bristol. Another song we've done is Nobody Knows and Hold On, so check that out, see if it's helpful for you. So to your rehearsal, some rehearsal must-haves. Your smile, you know this anyway, it's very different teaching and leading to a flat screen. So I find that when I'm doing an online rehearsal, I have to work even harder at facial expressions and particularly my smile. So let me encourage you, light up your face with your smile. It helps quickly to set your choir at ease. The welcome. Find something that connects everyone into the same experience quickly. It might be as simple as saying hello and talking about the great British weather, or asking a question like, how many people were able to clap the heroes last night? Or how many of you have had your tea yet? What have you had? Find something that brings a connecting point. Of course, our invaluable warm-ups. If Kerry and I are guest conducting, we sometimes ask the choir leader to prepare the choir for the session by doing warm-ups. These are great icebreakers too, especially the physical ones, because they look great on screen. So include warm-ups that have vocal scales or vowel shapes and consonants, physical stretches. We love doing swimming strokes in the air, front crawl, breaststroke. These are really great for stretching muscles around the back and over the shoulder. Articulation and diction exercises like supercalifragilistic from Mary Poppins, or exercise with your favourite tongue twisters. And then stamina, breathing exercises for holding those longer notes. Some tips for encouraging your choir online. I've called them EEDs, rehearsal EEDs, and EED stands for encourage, explain and demonstrate. Encourage, explain and demonstrate. So to onto Zoom, we may not be able to pick up on wrong notes, or someone coming in too early, or even too late, or even being in tune or not. But there are things that we can be on the lookout for in our coaching sessions. So, check facial expressions. Encourage, hey, there are great smiles there. Then explain the benefit. This leaves space for air to resonate around your mouth, over your soft palate. And then demonstrate. Show with your face how you'd like them to be. Be yourself in demonstrating what you'd like them to look like. Check your mouth shape. In our song Day of Trouble, I focused on particular words like trouble or day. And if you're seeing half-opened mouths or squashed vowel shapes for oohs and ees, then look for someone who's doing that and then encourage, explain and demo how they can do that. Listen to the choir speak to, and I've mentioned this earlier, check in with them. What's the emotion on this word? How do they think they should emphasize a particular word or phrase? Ask for examples of facial expression or mouth shape. Actions and movement. This may not be the ethos of your choir, but for community choirs in which I've been involved, moving bodies is a particular key part of our ethos. Standing up, stomping, gospel two-step, and even for those not readily able to stand, swaying in their seat, head nodding, hand clapping, finger clicking, can help to connect us through that flat screen. So as we're learning the song, I sometimes encourage them to add in any actions. This not only helps with memory learning, but it's also another physical expression that you can react to on Zoom. So for example, in that chorus, in the day of trouble, Lord, Lord, we need your rescue. I might say, right, try stretching out your arms for that. Lord, Lord, time for your rescue. Why not point to a watch on your wrist? Lord, Lord, show us your rescue plan. How about imagining that you are looking through imaginary binoculars? So keep reacting to what you see on the screen with the EEDs that we mentioned earlier. Now, here's a question I've heard some of you ask. What about those amazing choir videos where the choir is not muted and you can hear everyone singing at the same time? How do they make that work? Well, the short answer is, it's not a live event or a Zoom room, it's a recording. Along with the choir and choir leader, there will have been a skilled video editor and audio engineer at work with a lot, maybe days, of editing and rendering and coffee, no doubt, to produce this Zoom effect of sound and visual. I've got another shameless plug here for Emma and Val Smallwood of Telling Video that I mentioned easier. And together with them, we offer a choir rehearsal with a video package. So we could do that for you. We'll not only run your rehearsal, but we'll design a video presentation for you and your choir, which maybe you can host as a YouTube concert or maybe as a Christmas card to send out to your choir community and fans at Christmas, or raising money for your choir, or even for your favourite charity. So check that at geraldinelatty.com if that interests you. And so to wrap up, you've got your two setups. There's a basic one, it will work, start with what you have. The Geraldine Latty music setup. Check out again this blog for equipment suggestions. Do your checks and balances, run a sound check, run a lighting check, run a screen check for your online platform. Basically, is everything working? Using Zoom or your other online platforms, don't forget to send your invite to the choir and arrange a co-host if you can. The rehearsal includes smiles, your smile, your welcome, warm-ups, the best song you've got for your choir, the EED, so encourage, explain and demonstrate, facial expressions, mouth shape and movement, and masses of encouragement. You already know this. And so, finally, a dangerous weapon. Latest regulations say that we can gather for worship in churches or at the West End music halls, but we're not allowed to sing, although Andrew Lloyd Webber has just announced that the London Palladium is to be used for COVID-19 safety trials. Let's watch this space, see what happens. To all you brave, courageous choir leaders, worship leaders, singers, you are out there navigating what is currently a difficult and for some a discouraging when will it end season. Some of you welcome the break because you're exhausted or have run out of ideas. But for others, you most definitely miss your choir and singing worship together in your team and community. and you're simply trying to work out how to deliver something that you're passionate about under very different and counterintuitive conditions. This blog guide is dedicated to you. One choir leader said to me recently, "I can't believe how singing has become such a dangerous weapon." That's so true, isn't it? Singing is a dangerous weapon. But I think singing has always been a dangerous weapon. A weapon that is able to move emotions, to shape cultures and ideas, to breathe out the breath of the creator spirit and to bring people together, to voice the unspeakable, to silence the demonic ravings of a king, and to firework the sky with shards of angelic praise, to internationally voice the compassionate blessing of God, to fuel revolutions, to boldly dare to capture the mystery, humanity, and transcendent beauty of Jesus. And yet it can still lull a baby to sleep. Singing together or alone is still a powerful gift. And I hope this truth encourages you as you share that reality with your choir, your music team, your singing group. I am cheering you on.